Hi, friends. Welcome back to The Experimental Photographer, name change pending. I'm Alicia Renice. I'm your host. I am a portrait photographer of 9 years, and I'm so happy that you are here. Yay! Today, we're going to talk about niches, right? We're going to talk about niches, why they're important, the pros and cons, all that good stuff. But first, I just want to thank you for being here. Thank you so much for listening. Shout out to you. All right, so niches. Why are niches important? Niches or niches, or another word for it is genres, are really important for any artist, right? If you're a singer, some people's niche is R&B. Some people's niche is rap or hip hop or gospel, country, EDM. There are so many different genres. And so the same is photography, right? For photography, you have portraiture photography, wedding photography, event photography, boudoir photography. These are all different kinds of portraits, by the way. You also have business photography. So under that umbrella, you have headshots, you have corporate shots, like you have different things like that. You have product shots, things for businesses. There are different genres for every kind of photography. There's umbrella genres, which again is like portraiture, business, what else? Landscape, nature, all that good stuff. And then you have things underneath of it. Like I said, portraiture, then you have boudoir or headshots or what else? Lifestyle. Like they're different styles. And so some people right away are trying to figure out what is my niche? What is my thing? What is my genre? Right? Some people are really like dead set on trying to figure out what their genre is, because the sooner they can figure out what their genre is, the sooner they can make money, the sooner that people will know them for something. But I kind of have an answer to this question about how to find your genre or how to pick your niche. And it's kind of antithetical, right? People will tell you do not do this, but I'm going to go against the grain, as I usually do, and tell you to shoot everything. Shoot everything. Listen, I know the world is telling you that you can only do one thing, right? And this is especially just for starting out or for starting again or trying to figure out, like, what is my thing? I really believe that as artists, you should do everything. Shoot everything. Number one, it helps you discover what you actually like. And I'm all about finding out what you like, what brings you joy first, right? Before you bring or attract any clients or trying to get, you know, put in magazines, do what brings you joy. And the only way that you can find out what that is by shooting everything. You'll shoot weddings. You'll be like, I don't really like that. That's me. I hate shooting weddings, right? And I thought that I wanted to shoot weddings because it's the most profitable business. It makes a lot of money. It generates a lot of income. But after shooting a few weddings, I was like, you know what? This is actually not my thing. I am actually not interested in weddings at all. So I dropped it. But if I was dead set on being a wedding photographer, I would have been stuck. If I marketed myself as a wedding photographer, I would have to start all over again. I would lose all of my clients and start from scratch. But because I was like, you know what? I'm going to shoot everything for a few years. I shot weddings. I shot products. I shot portraits. I shot events. I shot everything. I shot landscape. Everything, everything. I shot buildings, right? I shot architecture because I was really open and hungry and trying to figure out, what is my thing, right? And I realized that I liked a lot of different things, but my one favorite thing is portraiture. The only way that I could get there is by shooting everything else. So number one, to figure out what you actually love, shoot everything, okay? It really helps you to focus on a niche. Then from there, you'll find something that you're like, oh my God, I love shooting this. This is actually my favorite. Portraitures are cool, but buildings, oh my God, that is my jam, right? You're gonna get there. And then when you have that umbrella genre of architecture, then you have so many different avenues to explore. So you can do, you can shoot the pictures that people take for their properties, right? So you can shoot inside of buildings and in rooms. You can stage rooms, get your hand on creative directing, that kind of thing. You can shoot the buildings themselves. You can take pictures for people actually constructing the buildings, right? It opens you up to a whole different world of photography by finding your genre or your niche. So again, I say shoot everything. Don't worry about it, right? Just shoot what you like. And from there, it will open you up to a whole different world to find a micro niche where then you can specify what you want to shoot. So let me tell you why this is beneficial, right? So finding a niche, saying like, oh, I'm a portrait photographer. I mean, that's great. That's wonderful, right? That's cool. But it's like, what kind of portrait photographer are you? There are a million and one portrait photographers out there, right? And so what's going to set you aside or apart from the rest? Is there anything different or quirky about your portrait photography? So example for me, I'm a portrait photographer, right? But I'm also a storyteller with my photography and I use natural light. So natural light by itself sets my stuff apart. I can do the studio stuff. I can do all the fancy backdrops and, you know, the fancy equipment. But my focus is really using natural light to take photos of people. And so I love being in nature. I love lush backgrounds. And so it's kind of blending portraiture with nature. Like that's what I love. And so if I'm able to do that, that sets me apart from the competition. That sets me apart from other people who are also portrait photographers. And it helps the client figure out, okay, this person shoots portrait photographers, but they're always in a building. Oh, I don't really want that. And they're like, I'm looking for something more natural. Then they find my stuff. And it's like, oh my gosh, actually, I love this, right? I love that she implements nature in her photography. I love that she uses natural light. I love that she doesn't airbrush me to make me look like somebody I'm not. I love that I don't have to wear a lot of makeup to look good in her photos. Lifestyle. Like that's what I really focus on. Lifestyle photography. It's my thing. I love story photo shoots. So I had a photo shoot recently with a client and she, her husband and her daughter were out in their backyard in their garden. And I just took portraits of them in their garden. And it was my favorite shoot of the year, y'all. I had another family prior to that. They literally, it was a husband, a wife and two sons, two babies. And the babies were just running around having fun. And, you know, the parents were interacting with each other. I wasn't posing them. I wasn't telling them what to do. Like there were some pose photos in there, but for the most part, they were just being themselves. That is my favorite kind of photography where I don't have to, I just want to catch you and capture you in your most authentic space, in your home, right? In your backyard, being yourself. I don't want you to feel stuffy and stiff and like, oh, I don't know what to do. What do I do with my hands? Like, no, I want you to feel as comfortable as possible. And so another example of this are portrait photographers, right? But there are people who go, so the umbrella genre is portraiture. Underneath of that is maternity and underneath of that is birth. There are people who document births and tell a story to their client so that they can share that story with other people when that baby is born. That is setting yourself apart from the competition, apart from other portrait photographers. But if you're just generalizing yourself and saying, you know what, I'm just a portrait photographer, right? It's like, what is going to separate you from the rest? You know, what makes you different? And lean into that thing. But the only way that you can lean into that thing is by testing the waters and shooting everything. Shoot everything. When somebody asks, hey, can you shoot my wedding? Absolutely. Can you shoot this food? Absolutely. Oh yeah, I've shot food before for my aunt. That was cool. And I got to eat. That was really, really cool. Can you shoot my products? Absolutely. Can you shoot my baby? Absolutely. I've done all that stuff, y'all. Everything. And from doing all those things, from being open to all those things and leaving a season where I'm not really trying to make money, but I'm trying to build experience in my portfolio, then I'm able to lean into those things that I really enjoy and then find my micro niche where people find like birth photography or, you know, natural light photography or boudoir photography. Some people even have a niche down where people shoot people who are event photographers at cons, at conventions, right? Very specific, very niche. Very, very, very specific. And that makes them the go-to person for that specific thing. Oh, snap, I'm about to have a baby. Let me call this person so they can shoot me while I'm having my baby. Oh, snap, I'm about to have a convention. I'll hire this photographer for that. Oh, snap, I have this event. Like, let me do this. There are photographers who specialize in anything, y'all, in everything. I promise you, in pole dancers, in strippers. Like, I promise you, like, there is no end to this funnel. And the more that you niche yourself down to those things, the better people will find you. The better people will resonate with you because you're not all over the place. You're very specific. This is what I do, right? This is who I am. This is what I believe. And this is what I want to capture. And you will draw that audience to you. So again, starting out, don't worry about niches. Don't worry about trying to find your specific thing. Just shoot everything that you're drawn to. Then from there, make the decision to say, hey, you know, okay, cool. I like this thing. Let me focus more on this. And then explore that whole world. Explore that whole world of events, right? Explore the whole world of product photography. Experiment. Try new things. And then from there, make yourself the go-to person for a specific thing. And that will help you market yourself, that will help you stand out, and that'll help draw the people that are supposed to be for you to you. That's how y'all do it, okay? So I hope this was helpful. If it was, please let me know. Send me a line, drop me a line, at Alicia Renice, everywhere, social media. You can send me an email at alicia.renice@gmail.com. Follow me on Instagram at alicia.renice. Alicia Renice or Alicia Renice photo. So again, at Alicia Renice or Alicia Renice photo, either one, it works. And yeah, if this was helpful, let me know, y'all. Leave a review. It really helps this podcast to be found. And I really want to help people to find their authentic voice with their photography or whatever art that they're doing. And if y'all didn't know, I have 3 other podcasts. Y'all don't have to listen to all of them. It's a lot. So I have The Experimental Photographer. I also have Black Girls Make Music and Black Girl Creative. And also have something, a personal project called The Full Well Project / The Love Letter Project, where I mix people's stories with art and photography and music. Check it out if you want to. And until next episode, y'all, keep creating, keep shooting. I would love to see what you shoot. Yes, keep being yourself. Keep following those unctions. Keep experimenting. It's going to make you a great photographer. Until next episode, y'all. Bye.